Where's the beat?
Thank you.
these legends who keep in check the music alive. This song is a tribute to these icons. We must cherish and honor them before they are gone. Chukri awa danya bar gawaya sabaki.
Take care.
tell your chutney music here to stay.
Good, and you know when you hear that, you're locked into Boom Boom Time, the show that brings you the oldies, old calypso, old soca, old R&B, soul, disco, funk, and lots of old reggae. My name is Sister P. Flap, flap,
flap, flap, flap, flap.
Angels
flap,
over
flap,
there
flap,
in
flap,
the
flap.
Corner. Yeah.
Yes. Good afternoon, Montreal. I mean, Joel in the house, and we have a special guest. Well, you know, DJ Storm is on...
hiatus.
Yes, all right. Good,
yes.
Good.
We have a guest who is no stranger to CKUT 90.3 Boom Boom Time, and she's family. It's been so long. I'm so pleased to call her big sister. And this woman has been at the forefront and holding it down for those of us who want a just and fair Quebec. And there's perhaps little we can do given that Bill 96 has passed through. But I'm sure there's still some room for some things, and we're going to discuss this. She was the former MP for the NDG riding, and now she's the president of the QCGN. Go get your pens and papers. Who knows? On Facebook Live, we might take
questions
from some of our people. And those of you on FB, please share the live, because this is an important topic today. There will be music, there will be silliness, but we have to do the things that are important to life.
How can there not be?
With me and you.
With me and you.
Me and you. You know how long we do in silliness? Shh. And we're both just in our 30s.
No,
welcome.
No, you are. I'm 70.
Okay, she's 70.
And I'm proud of it.
Okay, well then I'll talk the truth.
I'm
56.
I have a t-shirt that says, "You may wish to fight me, but remember, I'm old for a reason."
Yes, you can take them. You know all the
strength. Put them down.
Hello. So this past Tuesday in the Quebec legislative, the bill that we were talking about this spring passed.
Yes, it did.
Amongst some fanfare from parts of the Quebec province, but a lot of trepidation and angst from those of us who identify as English speaking. There's some people who feel, okay, we marched, we showed great strength 3 weeks ago, 2-3 weeks ago. We also came out this past week, but there are people who feel there's very little we can do. Marlene, we look to your leadership. What can we do?
Well, the first thing, Bill 96, yes, as Pat just said, passed this past Tuesday of last week, one. Two, it completely eradicates most of our fundamental rights and freedoms by using the notwithstanding clause preemptively to ensure that the courts don't get a say. Secondly, you need to write to your MNAs and your Member of Parliament and register your displeasure, your anxiety, your angst, your anger, your sadness, all of the emotions that you're feeling about this, and say that you want them to stand up for you. That's one thing you can do. Another thing you can do is start actually documenting. Once it has not been enacted into law yet, that's going to happen, I believe, this Wednesday when the Lieutenant General signs off on it.
Uh-huh.
And then parts of it will be rolled out over a period of 3 years. But most of it is going to come into effect as soon as that signature of the Lieutenant General is on the bill. Start documenting any incident where you have not been able to access your health services, your social services, your tax services, your employment services, anything to do with the provincial government or any of its institutions, where previously you could walk in to a school, to the CEGEP, to a hospital, to a CLSC, and speak English, and they would return the favor and speak to you in English. Where your physiotherapist at a, you know, rehab center would speak to you in English. Where the receptionist at that rehab center would speak to you in English. An old people residents, the long-term care facilities, what we call CHSLD. We know what it means here in Quebec, but nobody outside of Quebec knows what that means. Where before, you know, if you spoke to the security guard or the cleaner, they would respond to you in English. The nurse would respond in English if that was the language you understood easily. Or your parent. Document it. The place, the time, who it was you spoke to. You don't have to know the person's name, but was it a nurse? Was it a doctor? Was it a physiotherapist? Was it an audiologist? If it's for your child, a speech therapist for your child, or maybe for you because you had a stroke or some kind of accident and you have speech problems now, whether it was the optometrist at the public health clinic, whoever it was, just write it down and hold on to it. Because guess what? There are going to be multiple court challenges over the next year, 2 years, 3 years, and longer. And in order for some of them to succeed, the lawyers and the plaintiffs are going to have to be able to show real live cases. And so they'll be calling on people to please come forward. So hold on to that. Another thing you can do, those court cases are going to cost millions of dollars. To get all the way up to the Supreme Court, it takes a minimum of $1 million, and it could go upwards to $2 million. So there are going to be campaigns organized, whether it's GoFundMe, whether it's a not-for-profit organization that will be raising monies to help fund the law, legal fees, the research that needs to be done, all of that. And, you know, you don't have to give a lot. You know, if you've got $20, that's great. If it's $5, that's great. Some people have bigger pockets and they can afford to give $1,000, $5,000, $10,000, $50,000. Please do. So keep your ears out and your eyes open because those campaigns will commence. And I'll certainly let Pat know so that she can announce it and promote it on CKUT 90.3.
Here's what I want to ask. Where the heck are all of the federal parties, conservatives and the NDPs and the Green Party, but more specifically, the ruling minority federal government? Where are the Liberals? I saw that the justice minister, the federal justice minister, say, well, we're going to be watching this case. And that was the morning after the passing of the bill. What does that mean in English?
Yes, in English. That was what you call political governmental speak. Regardless of what party is in power or, you know, might be in power with this bill now becoming law, you would hear the exact same thing, whether it was a conservative minister of justice, an NDP minister of justice, if the NDP ever forms government, you would hear the same thing. And the reason why is because traditionally, the federal government does not get involved on these issues until it reaches the Supreme Court. And they've already said they will be intervening.
Okay.
And we know that Bill 21, this, what we commonly call the hijab bill law, is going to the Supreme Court. It's going to be heard at the Court of Appeal. And one, regardless of what the decision is, it'll go to the Supreme Court. We know that at least one organization has now announced that they're going to challenge Bill 96, the language law, and that's the English Montreal School Board, and kudos for you. And I've seen on Twitter, this is really interesting, a bunch of people, and not just Francophones, Anglophones as well, saying, well, what does Bill 96 have to do with the English Montreal School Board? By law, they are allowed to teach in English, and so what's the thing? Yes. But there are all kinds of other provisions that says that any government public institution like schools and school boards have to use French in an exemplary fashion. That means the administrative staff, the maintenance staff, the cleaners, the part-time, the specialists who come in, medical, whatever, who come in. It means that if they're discussing amongst themselves under Bill 96, now that it's law, normally they should be doing it in French.
Okay, hold on. And I understood that, but I was kind of going, You and I,
yes.
We are teachers, we're teaching grade one, grade two. I come across a great resource. Oh, look, there's a fabulous book on Black History Month. I have to say, oh, cher collègue Marlene, voici un livre qui est pour le moi de noir. De noir. J'ai besoin de parler ça en français?
Very possibly. And when the parents come, because they want some help or they want to better understand how they can assist their children in succeeding.
Parents, teachers?
The question, yeah.
Conceivably. The thing is that it's early days yet, so I am hoping, please nobody call me an idiot, that this particular government isn't so mean-spirited to push that through so fast. I worry about generations down the road, even yes. 10 years from now. Heck, 5 years,
yes.
There's a government change. Maybe the PQ, for whatever reason, gets in, and they decide to apply the law in various ways because it seems like there's more than wiggle room for or against. It's the application of the law that yes. concerns me.
And unfortunately, big chunks of that law, how those sections will actually be applied, will depend on the regulations that the Ministère de la Langue Française will adopt.
Okay. Yeah. Now, wow is right. All right. So I was talking to a lawyer friend, because yes. we've been watching this, and my friend said to me, impossible. You have a constitution. The constitution in any place around the world governs these matters. And where there are other laws need to be created that fall into step with the Canadian constitution. Scratch, scratch, scratch. Isn't that the case here? What has happened?
Not quite.
Everybody throws up
clearly
their...
Clearly, your lawyer friend...
Is not Canadian.
Is not Canadian, and therefore is not an expert on Canadian constitutional law. Our constitution, which was repatriated
mm-hmm. in 1982,
along with and the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms, was adopted as part of the constitution, has a clause... 133, which is the get out of jail card for both the federal and provincial governments to use this clause, which is called notwithstanding.
Okay.
That's because it says notwithstanding the Constitution and the Charter of Rights and Freedoms, a government may override
the Canadian Constitution.
Whole sections. Okay. Now, previously, first of all, the federal government has never used that clause.
Mm.
Some provinces have. Quebec has been the province that has used it the most. However, except for Quebec, the use of the notwithstanding clause has always been after a law was adopted or modified,
mm-hmm.
came into law, was challenged before the courts, went in some cases, all the way up to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court says this section 51.2 and 75.3 are unconstitutional. They violate these fundamental rights, freedom of expression, equality, etc. And therefore, they're ultra vires. They're not operable. That's when a provincial government would adopt another piece of legislation that said, notwithstanding, those two sections will remain operable. And that notwithstanding clause is valid for 5 years. And it then gives that provincial government the time to rethink, consult, and figure out how to redo those two sections in a way that will respect the Canadian Constitution and our rights and freedoms.
So because he used it preemptively.
Yeah. He's skipping that whole
process.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's really interesting. In the Globe and Mail, it's either today or yesterday, there was an opinion piece article, and different constitutional experts were
consulted.
Thank you. One of them, and he's an eminent constitutional lawyer, Emmett McFarlane, actually said it is an unprincipled use to use it preemptively. He was seconded by a couple of other experts, also eminent, but their names escape me. Another constitutional expert, Benoit Pelletier, everybody in Quebec who follows constitutional law, you name it, will know him, said it's a moderate use. So, I choked when I read that. And I have enormous respect for Benoit Pelletier, but I'm sorry. It completely evacuating or vacating our judicial pillar of our democratic society. We have three pillars. We have the judiciary, we have the legislature, and we have the executive. And the role of the judiciary is, in fact, to provide oversight on the legislature and the executive. And guess what? When Legault keeps talking about, I'm governing for the majority wants this. The reason why you have charters of rights and freedoms is precisely to ensure that the rights of the minorities are protected.
Are protected.
Because the majority could become the tyranny of the majority.
Exactly. Okay. So, the use of the notwithstanding clause.
Oh, thank you.
Has been used preemptively. Does that mean for the next 5 years until people figure it out, they will do as they please and govern themselves accordingly?
Yep.
Okay. How fast do you think these challenges are going to reach the Supreme Court?
Some of them will begin, I think, in the next couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them will require, depending on which sections are being, some will be the entire bill and the use of the notwithstanding clause. Others will be specific areas. Excuse me.
Take your time. Other will depend on some of the...
Very specific, very targeted.
Targeted.
And those are really the ones that require actual real cases.
And jurisprudence.
That's why the hijab bill, for instance, it took the actual firing of a young teacher who had just been hired, who wears a hijab, English Montreal School Board, because the law applied to them, had to remove her from that position, but they didn't throw her out. They found her another position, I'm assuming at the same salary. But because of that, and then there was another one who had just gotten her teaching license, and because the law had come into effect, it meant that she would not be able to be hired anywhere in any school in Quebec.
And so she mounted a challenge.
And she moved to BC and got hired.
Yes,
there.
I think I read about her.
Yes.
And what we're going to do, Angel... Can we play some music? When I return, those of you on Facebook, if you have any questions, now is the time to type them up. What I will deposit in your lap immediately following the passing of the bill, the Order of Chartered Accountant put out an announcement that we are now going to govern ourselves accordingly. We're going to only function in French, X, Y, and Z. I want to talk about small businesses, what wiggle room they have with chartered professionals of any profession, and what can we do? And are we seeing pushback from some professionals? Stay right here, Montreal. This is CKUT 90.3 FM, Boom Boom Time, Facebook family. I want to see some good questions from you. I want to hear what's on the mind, because someone called me this week wanting to know what is the Black community feeling. And I said, oh, yeah, they all live in my house. I know. Well, this is your opportunity. Let us know. And if you're Francophone, Quebecois, on my Facebook, because I've got lots of Francophone Quebecois friends, and some of them are on Facebook, pose your questions here. All right? Angel, give us some music on this.
All right, Montreal. So what I'm doing, I'm just continuing celebrating Indian Arrival Day, which is happening tomorrow. And also, you're going to be celebrating putting a little blue boy, because not hear me, blue boy. Man is a big man, super blue. He's a super blue now. And try to put in a celebration of super blue birthday. So, yeah. So, you know what I mean? So, kind of kill two birds with one stone. So enjoy, Montreal. Keep on enjoying Indian Arrival Day.
How you feeling?
Nice.
How you feeling?
Nice.
How you feeling?
Nice.
How you feeling?
Nice.
Put up your hand. Put up your hand. Oh no!
Chop me so kind nice. Like all these shrimp and rice.
I have this chatty feeling.
Hey.
It's sweet and lovely feeling.
Hey.
The whole world will be smiling.
Hey.
Chop me so kind. I'm singing.
Olé, olé, olé.
Nice.
Held my arm, two bumps until the man started to ring a bell. Oh no, yeah, I started falling, but he didn't give a damn, so he made them sing back this song. Oh no, singing, whoa, 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 like soca Baptist, like soca Baptist, like soca Baptist. Savannah, bringing sweet pan, oh Lord, last year panorama, unrecognized because of their size, but by the tune they beat, it was much too sweet. Boy, people jump till they sweat, man, they gasping for breath, they was waving their hand inside the van. Man, if you see how much woman without man jumping to this hand. Man, I hear Dunlop saying they want, when they come in town, to break it down. All right. Leila Loma, Leila Loma, Wire East was made by CDC, asking the band, oh Lord, who sang this melody? Captain Fitzroy, they told them blue boy, so the band got thrown out for that dumb insult. But people jump till they sweat, and they got spit for breath, they was waving their hands inside the band. Man, if you see how much woman without man jumping to this hand. Man, I hear them love saying they want, when they come in town, to break it down. All right. Leila Loma, Leila Loma, Mentioning heroes, say them love tornadoes. Last year they should be, oh Lord, clashing with Cotelli. They had reached Queenstown Savannah, they would have not stand their trending power. Cause people jump till they sweat, but they got spin for breath, they was waving their hand inside the van. Man, if you see how much woman without man jumping to this hand. Saying they want, when they come in town, to break it down. All right. Leila Loma, Leila.
Corita Banca, I have a Jabanka heart. Corita Banca.
Montreal Beach Fest,
PS3
at Clock Tower Beach,
Old Port Montreal,
New Music by
Little Thunder,
Little Fisher,
DJ Taurus,
Sister Sound,
Nemesis Sound,
DJ Fire Joint,
special guest DJ Lava Sound from Bronx, New York.
On the menu,
we got jerk chicken,
jerk pork,
Oscar Beach fish,
fried chicken,
curry kung
soup,
food and refreshment on sale.
Starting from 11 a.m. till 10 p.m.
Regular tickets now on sale at eventbrite.ca or Jello Cuts, Glambox, Mongo Bay, and Frontline Restaurant, or contact them at
438-229-4257.
And do remember, keep it out the gate.
Take the date and don't be late.
There's a capacity limit, so get your ticket now.
While quantity lasts.
For more information, DM us on Instagram.
At Ray Authentic Cuisine.
And that's why mixing it up.
It's finally time to bring back smiles. All of them. Shy smiles, carefree smiles, ear-to-ear pearly white flashers, polite smiles, nervous smiles, knowing smiles, and kind smiles. Wearing a mask is no longer mandatory in Quebec, except on public transit, in healthcare facilities, and in the days following your isolation period if you had COVID-19. Feel free to keep wearing one if you feel the need, and do it with a smile. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Okay, we're back. CKUT 90.3 FM, Boom Boom Time. Our guest this afternoon on a wonderful Sunday afternoon, warm, 26 degrees, is our beloved Marlene Jennings, the current president of the QCGN. Angels in the house, holding down the board and the music. And today we're talking about Bill 96. So while we were off camera, we were talking about some of the Francophone response, what the mom and pop, Monsieur, Madame Francophone Quebec was, perhaps outside of the 450. What have we been hearing?
Well, the message that they've been getting is from the government, and that's it. We're doing everything to promote our French language, to ensure that it doesn't decline or continue to decline. And they haven't looked at the bill. Ordinary people are not going to look at this bill that has, you know, over 200 articles or sections that affects more than 20 different pieces of legislation that you would have to go and actually read in order to understand what Bill 96 is changing in that other law. So they're relying on the government, one, to tell them the truth, which is not happening, and two, they rely on the Francophone media. Well, we have a Francophone media, with the exception of Le Devoir, if we look at print, and La Presse, that is owned by Québécois. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, Pierre Caladeau, he is an ultra-nationalist. And his, I guess, policy that all of his newspapers are going along with is that Bill 96 is necessary, French is in decline, and we have to do something, and the CAQ government is doing what needs to get done, and that it doesn't take away anyone's rights. All of that is BS. It's pure and simple untruths. It's lies. But that's the media, that's what they're hearing from the media.
For me, I've said it and I've been on social media that I am just shocked that after 40, 50 years that a population has allowed the government to replace what was the Catholic Church in their lives, that blindly pull them along, and now they've allowed the government to do so. And I get absolutely no response, right? And I've been on some of these sites, and I write it in, and I write it in English. Je peux l'écrire en français, mais pour moi, je suis libre. I am going to put it in English, and that's that. And crickets, crickets, not a word. So now I was thinking about the instances where this might be an onerous law. And these are the instances that Marlene previously was talking about, where if you have problems, document. That's right. Sister P always talking about pen and paper. Write.